That job at the Presbyterian Church.
Oh, that I was asking to teach.
Well, did you ask?
I'm a member of the church.
You were a member of the church.
Of the church. I was asking to teach Chinese for their school.
Mm-hmm. While you were over here, did you keep up with what's going on back in your homeland?
Oh yes, I pay a lot of attention with what's going on in China.
Were there any newspapers here?
Oh yes, even though we don't have much money, but we generally subscribe American newspaper and Chinese newspaper.
Oh.
In our house.
Could you tell me the name of the Chinese newspaper you subscribe to?
The Chinese Times.
Chinese Times. What's the Chinese title of it?
Gamsan Sibo.
Ah, Gamsan Sibo. And anything else?
Well, the Los Angeles Times.
Uh-huh. That came out of Los Angeles. I mean, San Francisco.
No, San Francisco.
Excuse me.
At that time, there's no Los Angeles paper.
No Los Angeles Chinese paper.
No.
I see. And during that period, it was quite a turbulent period in China. Did you think about going back there to, say, for instance, to participate in the, getting your country, helping your country, or did you think, well, I'll finish my study and then I'll go back? In other words, did it disturb you what happened during that time?
Well, during the time,
Japanese
mostly,
invasion or whatnot?
You see, China engaged war with Japan for over 8 years.
Uh-huh. Did you want to participate in the Sino-Japanese War?
I cannot go back there at that time to participate in anything. But I do whatever I can here to help.
Were there any organizations here which raised money to send back to?
Yes, the Chinese community, Chinese Benevolence Association.
Oh, I see. They were raising funds to.
Yeah, they have the.
China. Did you donate your time or money to them?
I donate most of my time.
Mm-hmm.
3 nights a week.
What did you do?
Oh, mostly is writing Chinese for them.
Writing bulletins?
Bulletins and news to the Chinese newspaper.
Mm-hmm. What other associations did you join in Chinatown? Is that the only one you joined? I mean, not joined. You were not a member, correct, of the Benevolent Association?
And no matter whether you are a member or not, they consider you a member. All Chinese are members.
Oh, they automatically consider
you. Yes, you see, that one is called the Chinese Consolidated Benevolence Association. Every Chinese is a member.
Oh, did you have to pay any dues?
At that time, yes.
How much?
$2 a year.
I see.
Now they don't, so many Chinese now,
mm-hmm.
so they don't charge any more due.
Oh.
But the Chinese organization that back up this Zhonghua Wuibun, they contribute.
I see. What sort of activities did they carry out? The the association, Benevolent Association.
Well, the biggest thing they do is the Chinese cemetery they run for the Chinese. And the Chinese language.
They own that cemetery?
They own it.
Uh-huh. Where was it?
It's at Brooklyn and First Street somewhere there.
Oh,
it's a big one.
Oh. So all the Chinese who died were buried there?
Not all the Chinese. And some the Chinese life. The Chinese way they bury there,
mm-hmm.
but most of the Chinese are buried in their public cemetery.
Mm-hmm. And they ran the Chinese school, right?
They run the Chinese school,
Did they settle any disputes between individuals, among individuals or among families?
Well, not individual or family. Those are settled by your own family association. They only settle between two family associations or two fraternal associations or two territorial associations.
Did you participate or join any other associations besides this one?
I have to join the Tom Family Association, whether I like it or not.
Yeah. Why?
No, I don't have to, but people in here, they consider you a community leader. Mm-hmm. They expect you to belong to your own family association.
Oh, I see. What did you do there?
Oh, I've been the secretary, and I've been chairman, and I've been I served them in different capacity.
I meant before the war.
Before the war?
Did you participate before the war?
Oh, yes.
Yes, okay. What did you do there before the war? Also?
Not very much, only this is more or less like a social gathering.
Mm.
And a little mutual help.
How many members did they have altogether?
Well, there's some big family, like the people with the name Wong. Wong family is the biggest. It's a single family association.
How many members?
I don't know how many, only they know.
How about you, your family association?
Mine is about 2,000 people. But the actual participant, mm-hmm. or I say the active member,
mm-hmm.
about 150.
I see. Did you pay any attention as to who were the most prominent families?
Prominent family in Los Angeles?
Yeah, the Chinese ones.
In what way?
Meaning people know about them for one reason or another. Well known.
Well, we have a Chinese judge, a Superior Court judge,
mm-hmm.
Delbert Wong.
Uh-huh.
People know
He was a judge from when until when?
He was appointed by the former Governor Brown,
mm.
the father of this, the present governor. And I think Wilbur Wu is well known.
Mm-hmm. The older one? Or the
vice president of Cathay Bank.
Oh, at that
because
time he was very young though.
Oh, you mean at that time? At that time he wasn't known.
He was not.
Delbert is not a judge yet. I thought you
I'm talking about,
now.
No, before.
At that time?
World War II.
Oh. All the people are so-called well-known is only among the Chinese.
Right, among the
only
Chinese.
Only a few Americans may know them.
No,
the most well-known one, I would say, is Thomas Wong.
Mm-hmm.
One time, he was a chairman of the Beneficence Association, mm-hmm. chairman of the Chinese Chamber of Commerce
mm-hmm.
and the Produce Market,
mm-hmm.
chairman of our church, Chinese Presbyterian Church.
Mm-hmm.
He was a chairman or president of seven different organizations.
Mm-hmm.
He was the most popular man at the time.
I see. Was he a businessman?
He was. He passed away already.
Right. Who else besides him was well known at the time? 30s and 40s. Any women?
Well, another Wong is an MD, but he doesn't participate in too many public activity.
Mm-hmm. Then he was not prominent.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Did you notice where most of the Chinese live?
The Chinese used to live on St. Pedro Street, from 9 all the way to 32nd Street, along St. Pedro Street.
That was the biggest, that was sort of like a Chinese area.
Chinese resident community. Mm-hmm. Because at that time, the Chinatown was so small that nobody lived there.
Mm-hmm. I see. How many Chinese would you say were in Los Angeles at that time?
Well, at that time, according to the Chinese Benevolent Association record, it's around 4,000.
Oh, that's all?
That's all.
And did you come into contact with, did you make friends with many of those that are, you know, not your student friends and not your the parents of your students, but just regular folks in Chinatown?
Yes, I have some friends, and in fact, more of the people in Chinatown knows me than I know them.
Oh, at that time, there was the old Chinatown around the Union Station, right?
At that time, it wasn't in the station, it's in the new Chinatown and the so-called China City, just the North Spring Street.
Oh, that was the Chinatown. That was
no, they're both at the same time.
Oh,
you
both?
See, when Union Station took over the old Chinatown, and the Chinese split into two.
Right.
One moved to the present Chinatown area that that empty lot used to belong to Santa Fe Railway, and other Chinese were moving to China City, North Spring Street.
Mm-hmm.
And then 9th Street also have a small Chinatown because so many Chinese engage in produce market.
Mm-hmm.
In the city produce market.
Mm-hmm. Getting back to that little bit about discrimination in housing, later on, when did you find that they stopped doing that sort of thing to Chinese students overall? You know, stopped being unwilling to rent to Chinese students?
I think when United States participate in the Second World War,
mm-hmm.
and people realize that we are allies,
mm-hmm.
at that time, we even put on a button with our Chinese,
so they won't
know
that
we are not Japanese.
Ah.
And until later on, the Japanese have moved out from the Pacific Coast area.
How did you feel toward the Japanese? Did you have any Japanese friends?
I think the Japanese are mostly very nice. The people that I've been in contact with, the students,
mm-hmm.
for instance.
They were not put into the camps. Right?
Oh yeah, they're all put in the camp.
Oh, they were.
Some of my students, they come to me, they cry. They said, I have to go to the camp.
What do you mean?
I said, your father is a Chinese. So my mother is a Japanese. So they have to go with the mother while the Chinese still in Los Angeles. The father in Los Angeles, the mother took the children to the camp.